Hello, my friends. It is your old buddy from Texas, Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. Let's talk about how to put some of that game meat that you might have in the freezer to use. Let's talk about making sausage at home. The price of meat at the grocery stores, I mean, if you price like a pound of sausage, it's outrageous, in my opinion. And the let's just key on breakfast sausage for the beginning here. There's no more simple sausage to make, but there's a few things that you have to know to make it. Now, those roast or steaks that you have from venison, you know, could be whitetail, deer, antelope, moose, elk, whatever, you can defrost those. It's plenty safe to do that. Defrost them, cut them into little chunks, and then run them through a meat grinder. Let's say you've never made sausage at home. The easiest way to get started is to make a bunch of pan or breakfast sausage. Now, for that, you obviously need a meat grinder. You can buy a crank hand grinder, economically priced. They're not expensive. You can have an electric meat grinder. I happen to have an old, probably an antique. It is an antique, but it works like a charm. Weighs about 80 pounds. My old buddy Bob Hood was the outdoor writer for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. He passed away about 10 years ago, and his widow gave me that meat grinder. So I can grind a bunch of meat quickly, but you don't have to have an electric meat grinder. A hand crank will get, say you want to make 20, 25 pounds, it's going to take some cranking on that grinder, but you can get it done. So you need your lean meat. Let's just say game meat. Now, wild pork, of course, I live in Texas and there's plentiful supply, a lot of wild hogs. But wild hogs usually do not, I mean, the meat is great, but I have to handle it like venison. It's so lean. I still have to add pork fat to it. So if you defrost venison, lean, any lean meat, you have to add some pork fat. You can get that from your butcher. Some people use beef fat, and I have at times, but pork fat is what you really need for breakfast sausage. And I like to mix it about 80% lean and 20% fat. Without the fat, trust me, you're not going to have sausage. I know, the thing is don't eat animal fat, but without pork fat in sausage, it's not sausage. People have been eating that for many, many years. I don't think it's bad for you in moderation, but I'm no doctor either. So then you need some seasoning. Now, why I don't like to buy large quantities of black pepper, garlic, all the different spices you put in. I just like to buy the kits. Butcher Packer Supply is a great place to buy anything to do with home butchering. The website, I think, is butcher-packer.com. But order a kit. There's all kind of different brands of breakfast sausage that you can order, the kits. And I think they make about 20 pounds, maybe 25, some of them. But they're pre-mixed. You don't have to buy all these different ingredients. Just buy one package, mix it in with your ground meat, and you're ready to go. So that's a start, and maybe while you're there at Butcher Packer Supply, look at all the different types of meat. I cure hams, wild hog hams, inject them with cure, and then I put them in a wet solution for a few days and cure them and then smoke them. And I tell you what, they are excellent. Coat them with honey and smoke them in my smoker. Lots of ways you can put that meat to use that's in your freezer rather than just chicken fried steak. Hope you've enjoyed our little quick talk, but try to make some sausage at home. I know it'll save you a whole bunch of money, and I think you'll enjoy the finished product. Remember my website. I want you to go to catfishradio.org. Check out the podcast, Catfish Radio with Luke Clayton and friends. High Plains Outdoors is made possible by ATN Thermal Scopes and Thermal Spotters that Luke uses, Butcher Packer Supply, Choctaw Hunting Lodge in Southeast Oklahoma, CVA Muzzle Loaders, the Dallas Safari Club, Dash for Cash Pawn Shop in Siegelville, Texas, Kuby Sausage House in Dallas, Platinum Cadillac and Chevrolet in Terrell, Texas, Pyramid Air, Saskatchewan Department of Tourism, Smoking Texas Electric Smokers, Stealth Vision, Striper Express, Ultramatic Feeders, Vineyard Max, and the Y.O. Ranch Steakhouse in Dallas, Texas.